I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Today, we're going to have several conversations about the story in Jena, Louisiana, where a series of racial confrontations at the local high school have become the focus of national attention. But first, we have some news about the presidential race. A survey of African Americans in South Carolina finds that African Americans there gave Illinois Senator Barack Obama the edge as their choice for Democratic Party nominee for president. The findings are considered significant because under this year's primary calendar, South Carolina is now among the earliest voting states, and black voters historically make up 50% of the voters in Democratic primaries in South Carolina. Joining us to talk about this is the poll's co-author, Scott Huffman. He is professor of Southern politics at Winthrop University, and he joins us from Columbia, South Carolina. Welcome.
Thank you.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit about the findings. Overall, African Americans surveyed liked Barack Obama about 35.4%, then Hillary Clinton at 30.7%, and then they liked undecided at 28.7%. But what I noticed is that none of the other candidates seem to register. What do you make of that?
Let me point out a couple of things. First of all, the perennial candidate undecided, you know, always does well this far out from the election. I'd like to mention something about the methodology. Very often in these polls, there's a pre-screen of people that are you already registered. If not, you're kicked out. Well, it's 5 months before the election. And so what we did in this poll was we asked people if they were more likely to vote in the Democrat or more likely to vote in the Republican or in neither. But we did not kick people out who were not yet registered. And the reason we did that is what we will see in this, as opposed to a purely registered voter poll, is the potential support that's out there. So we're going to find out whether or not one candidate might benefit more from, say, a get-out-the-vote campaign than another candidate. So we did things slightly differently, and that's where I think we came up with the interesting findings. Now, you mentioned the numbers, Barack Obama at 35.4 and Clinton at 30.7. If you factor in the margin of error in the worst possible way for Barack Obama, he still retains a slight edge.
I want to talk gender. African-American men favored Obama by nearly 12 percentage points, but among African-American women, it was a dead heat with Senator Hillary Clinton. What do you see in that?
Actually, the number that stands out to me the most are male undecideds versus female undecideds. Male undecideds were at 21.7, whereas female undecideds were at 33.8. So support for Barack Obama among men is much higher, and there are fewer undecideds. But let me point out two things about the African-American vote in South Carolina. First off, among the 18 and over population for African-Americans, women make up 55% of that population. So on top of being more in the population, women actually vote more than African-American men. So those greater numbers of undecideds, I think, point to the possible tipping point of this election. If things remain neck and neck in other constituencies, the tipping point or the crown jewel of this may be undecided African-American female voters.
Scott Huffman is professor of Southern politics at Winthrop University. He's co-author of a new poll of African-American attitudes in South Carolina. He joined us from Columbia, South Carolina. Professor Huffman, thank you so much.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you.
To hear an extended conversation with Professor Scott Huffman about the Winthrop University and South Carolina ETV's poll of South Carolina African-Americans, please visit our website at npr.org/tellmemore.